Hi, my name is Melvin Prier, and I would like to identify a major transformation in education that has taken place over the past few years, actually. Many educators are familiar with what is called Common Core Standards, and yes, this has been a major transformation in education. This transformation was precipitated by state, school chiefs, and governors who recognized the value of consistent, real-world learning goals. Thus, they launched this effort to ensure that all students graduate from high school prepared for college, career, and life, regardless of where they live. The state-led effort to develop these Common Core Standards was launched in 2009 by state leaders, including governors and state commissioners of education from 48 states, two territories, and the District of Columbia. And this was through their membership in the National Governors Association and the Council of Chief State School Officers. During this time, standards were divided into two groups, the first one being the College and Career Readiness Standards, and the second one being the K-12 Standards. Actually, the College and Career Standards were developed first and then incorporated into the K-12 Standards. The previous organizations that I mentioned, NGA and CSSO, received nearly 10,000 comments on the standards during two public comment periods. Teachers played a critical role in the development of our standards, where they were working on work groups and feedback groups. They were pulled together by the National Council for Teachers of Mathematics, the National Council for Teachers of English, the National Education Association, as well as the American Federation of Teachers. And at that time, they were pulled together to provide specific constructive feedback on the standards. Teachers were members of state teams where they worked to provide feedback on drafts of the standards, and the teachers also provided input on the state standards during the two public comment periods. Once the development process came to an end, states began voluntarily adopting the Common Core State Standards based on the existing process for education standard adoption. In many states, the state school board members formally adopted the standards, but in others, the decision was made or ratified by the state superintendent of education, the state legislature, or the governor. Currently, 42 states, including the District of Columbia, four territories, and the Department of Defense Education Activity, have adopted the Common Core and are implementing the standards according to their own timelines. A complete timeline can be found at www.corestandards.org. Well, how does this compare to my experiences in education? In dealing with this transformation, first of all, I'm an elementary educator by profession in the state of Alabama. My last year as a classroom teacher was 2008, so really I never did teach these standards. But later I became a reading coach at a school where there was grade levels 3 through 5, and one of my responsibilities as a reading coach was to attend meetings at our regional in-service center and then come back and facilitate professional development for the teachers in my building about these standards. I transitioned to another position at the district level where I became an elementary curriculum specialist for the district, and I had to attend similar meetings, but only this time I had to be responsible for implementing these with a district implementation team where we work together to plan turnaround trainings for each school, as well as work with schools individually or teachers individually on implementation of these standards. Most recently, I have been engaged at the state level as a member of the Science Textbook Committee, where my responsibility was to evaluate textbook programs to see if they met the new standards. This process has proved to be very beneficial to me as I led the textbook adoption process. This concludes my podcast on this transformation with the Common Core. Thank you.